Our guest at the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Wyman, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Attended a meeting that you and Mark Reed hosted a few weeks ago, and since that time, the Commerce ISD has been having some meetings looking ahead to the future, and more meetings are taking place, mainly, I guess, having to do with the Commerce ISD. But it just seems like we're in a period here where everyone is ready to look forward and start to make plans for the future.
Well, starting with the meeting that we held at City Hall, there has been a serious attempt to bring about conversation throughout the community to figure out what in the world do we do as a community, as an ISD, and as a university to work together to bring about improvement in what our ISD attempts to do, and that's to engage our students in what it is we would all like for students to know before they receive a diploma. And, of course, our university president made a presentation to the ISD school board in August offering any resources that they might think would help them accomplish their goals. And these meetings are seriously designed to come up with the conversations about ideas that can work.
And there was a meeting on December 12th, and there are further meetings on Monday, January 9th, Tuesday, February 7th. And again, these primarily have to do with Commerce ISD and the university. What's going on with, I'm very interested in this idea of a faculty village and developing the neighborhood south of the campus. This is an idea of President Keck and the idea to encourage more faculty to actually live in Commerce.
Right. It is a serious attempt to look right south of the campus at properties that might be purchased by the university and developed with new housing and then actually sold to university employees, and with a deed restriction that when that person is ready to sell or the family's ready to sell, the university would repurchase it and offer it again to a university employee. The purpose of that and the benefit of that to our city is that as long as the property is in the owner's hands, it's taxable. If it's in the university's hand, it's not taxable. Mm-hmm. So at least to get the properties built and ready for sale, the university will own them, and then they will become private property again, and the owners will pay taxes to the city.
We're talking with Commerce Mayor Wyman Williams. Now, have there been some steps taken forward on that plan in the last few weeks? Are we
Yes.
starting to make some progress on it?
Very recently, there have been some capable entities that can do the building, come to campus and discuss the possibilities, gone and looked at the properties, and the university is in discussions with certain property owners to purchase those properties, and they're in the area just directly south of the main campus itself, and it's bordered by from West Neal to Monroe down to Culver Street. And what Dr. Keck envisions is having a large number of homes occupied by university employees who will not only live here but will be available to interact with students mm-hmm. On a regular basis, which is a little hard to do if you don't live here.
Well, that's needless to say, I suppose. But so we're seeing some progress there. Saw also that new crossing signals are
Correct.
Going in on Highway 24 and Culver Street.
TxDOT has responded very quickly to the need that was brought to their attention, and they've done some groundwork already, and I would assume very quickly, as soon as the equipment is available, it will be erected and it will go into use.
And the thing here is that there will actually be stoplights.
Correct. There'll be red lights. You could kind of think of it as a pedestrian stoplight. The student will actually push a button that will start a sequence of flashing caution lights and then a stoplight, and it's time to stop.
And that's the first time that I know of that there's been a stoplight, a red light there on, especially on 24.
Absolutely.
And that'll be a big change.
Should be very effective.
And bring about a lot safer
Absolutely.
Situation for the students. In your capacity as interim vice president of institutional
Advancement.
Advancement. We don't have much time, but we have a 100th anniversary of state being a state institution coming up next
year. Right, that's coming up in March 10th, which is a Friday, And President Keck is going to have a celebration of our 100 years as an institution owned by the state of Texas, which will help explain some consistencies through those 100 years and help us understand more about the depth of pride we should have in our history.
Mm-hmm. But big doings then coming up March 10th.
March 10th.
I guess throughout the month of March.
That's correct.
Okay, great. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thanks a lot.
Commerce Mayor Wyman Williams, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.